proclamation number 8676 dated the November 17, 1963. Purification of Christ's spoiled teaching. The reason for the present transmission of my word by which I send the pure truth to earth is the very spoiled teaching that is proclaimed on earth as the doctrine of Christ. It is no longer the pure gospel as brought by me through Jesus to the people. His words have been subjected to many changes. A lot is no longer understood properly and much is also misinterpreted. Over a period of time the word, which is described as my ward, has caused differences of opinions which resulted in divisions amongst those who campaigned for the truth of their own points of view. Words with a spiritual meaning were interpreted in a worldly sense, and people hold on to this tenaciously because they simply cannot understand the spiritual meaning any longer. The result is a structure of faith whose teachings completely diverge from what I myself brought to the people when I lived on earth. As a result, many people are no longer spiritually approachable at all because their intellect refuses to accept teachings which they regard as obvious error, which has indeed crept into the truth and which is now only upheld as truth by fanatics. Such a distorted doctrine has to be purified if it is to be of any benefit for people's souls. Hence this intention is the basis for my new direct revelation, which can be recognized as divine revelation by every willing person. But only the willing person will accept and acquire the pure truth again, and he will be able to see how and where humanity was moved by misconception until now. However, even this process of transmitting the pure truth, of correcting misguided teachings, can only be accomplished in a completely normal way. No unusual signs may decisively or forcefully influence the faith of other human beings. Consequently, this task is not associated with strange phenomena. The transmission from above takes place in a most natural manner whereby a person hears with his spiritual ear what I myself tell him and he transcribes my word as he receives it from me. Thus there is available evidence now and the person cannot be wrongly accused of confusion, self-deception or a deliberate literary work with the intention of deceiving or startling other people. The process of receiving spiritual messages cannot be denied because there is written evidence for it. And yet every individual human being has the option to accept it as credible or to reject it in order to retain his religious liberty. However, the misguided spiritual knowledge which has crept into people's thoughts urgently needs to be examined and exposed as wrong and useless or dangerous for the development of the soul. Because error can never lead to me, the eternal truth. As a result, the majority of people are taking the path which leads away from me, and these people shall receive clarification, providing they want it and are willing to accept it. And this task by the person I have chosen will be supported by me in every way, because it is a necessary work to combat my adversary's activity, who will always fight the truth by seeking to contaminate it with error in order to prevent people from attaining the light of understanding. Therefore I will indeed bless everyone who contributes to this important work by wanting to spread the spiritual knowledge, conveyed to earth by me, among his fellow human beings. For truth is a light which should shine for all who want to take the right path to me, to their Father of Eternity, who can, however, never be found by way of misguided teachings. For this reason war has to be declared on error, as well as on the one who has brought error into the world. And yet, truth will only gain entry into human hearts where there is a desire for it. because this desire proves that they also desire me myself and want to become free from the one who would like to keep them in spiritual darkness. They shall receive the pure truth, and therefore the teaching of Christ as it is currently preached to people shall be cleansed, and my uncontaminated word shall be made accessible to people once again, so that they can become blessed, because only truth comes from me and only truth leads back to me again. Amen.